When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, let's go through, Corey. We got 4 pieces of audio here. Yeah. And again, for everyone tuning in, Corey Clement is studio with us right now. Jason Kelce at 9 o'clock. And, of course, you can join us, 215-592-9494. We've got 4 pieces of audio selected from the game, Corey. 3 that primarily or very much feature you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the crescendo final play of the game. Let's start with, it is late in the second quarter. A lot of people obviously think of the Philly special for all the notable reasons, but perhaps forget what set it up. Yeah. You had a catch and a run for the ages. Let's listen to the 55-yard catch and run as called by Merrill. Guys, this was big. I mean, without this, you know, maybe you got a punt before the half. Maybe you got 7 less points. This was big. Frankly, I think it gets forgotten sometimes. This was a massive moment from Super Bowl 52.
It's 3rd down and 3. Holes back again. Holes looks. He floats it. He completes it. Across the 50. The 40. Across the 30, across the 20, still winning with the football, all the way down across the 10, as the pass goes to Corey Clement. What a play.
What a play. All right, Corey, as you think back on that, take us inside that play and as it developed for you and what was going through your mind.
I knew they were in man coverage. 3rd down, I love it. No, put a linebacker on me. Let's get cooking. he came off on a blitz. He thought I was going to be in pass pro. And he overshot it, and I'm just like, oh, boy.
So you leaked perfect. You leaked out?
Yeah, I went into the flat. I had a flat route, but I turned it up only because I'm like.
Why did you turn? Yeah, I didn't understand. Flat routes mean you turn the other way. Why did you turn downfield?
For some reason, I had a natural instinct to just say, I was hot at that point almost because he rushed through. I'm like. Well, this is a free release. So
this is just a feel thing at this point?
It's a feel thing. And I'm just like, I'm playing backyard football at this point. I'm over here.
Wow.
He tossed it up. I'm like, oh, perfect.
This is unbelievable to me. You're a rookie. You're out there and you're just going flying by the seat of your pants on field.
And Nick hasn't been the starting quarterback all year. You guys got to be on the same page. He'd only played about 5 or 6 games.
Like, Nick expects you to turn the opposite way and look for the ball over your outside shoulder.
Yeah.
You turn it up because there's green grass there, and he's just saying, okay, let's go.
That's the best thing about him. He doesn't question anything. He goes off what he feels.
Man.
Majority of the time, he's right. So I'm not even mad about that. I am mad about this play. I should have kept left. I probably would have scored on this one.
Yeah, but if you do, there's no Philly special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all worked out. Right.
And by the way, you give the ball back to New England with enough time, Brady probably comes down and puts a 7 on the board.
Yeah.
So well done.
And you got to be a part of the Philly special too.
That's
wasn't
right.
You're enshrined forever in that too, you know?
Not mad at that. Not mad at that.
All right, it is amazing when you think of things like that. Like obviously your objective once you get close is to score, but it worked out. Honestly, it works out not scoring because it makes it harder for Brady to score.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's so much that's wonderful about this play. Yeah. One that people probably don't talk about often is the wherewithal to switch the ball.
Yeah,
in the open field, like Deuce, this Deuce is a like clinic,
that.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of scared to do. I was scared to do that, honestly.
And you did, and it ended up paying off because you were able. You get the big stiff arm. You're fending guys off because you actually did. It was perfect the way you handled the ball.
Love it, love it. All right, let's get to the next big play in the game. So the Eagles get in the red zone. But obviously, first, second, and I don't remember them all, but 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down don't lead to a touchdown. So now it's fourth and goal, and it's the 1 yard line. Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels are saying, got to kick a field goal. Now, we all knew, Corey, you guys weren't going to kick a field goal because we'd seen enough.
We got down there.
We're
doing,
you know,
something down there.
And clearly now everybody would go for it, but 7 years ago, maybe most teams would kick a field goal.
Yeah.
But Doug.
That whole season we talked about Doug, remember?
Yeah.
It was like, wow, fourth down.
It wasn't even a debate.
The changing of it. Like, that was the beginning of the change in the NFL.
Now, Corey, real quick before we get to the actual Philly special, can you remind us, if you remember, what play was going to be run before the timeout was taken and Nick came to the sidelines?
We were
going
to run a speed option.
With Nick rolling out, right? Yeah, that's right. He said that the other day.
It'd have been from pistol. We would have did speed option right. And for some reason, I don't know how it got changed, but Nick said this is probably the best call.
That's right. John, Nick joked about that the other day, saying him as a slow quick. He's not Steve Young or Joe Montana, you know, classic.
But it's almost
with
giving
that
it
play.
Away, though. If you run a speed option, you know he's probably going to pitch it.
Well, yeah, all right. So bottom line is the timeout is taken. Nick comes to the sideline, makes the recommendation. Doug, the proper answer is, yeah, let's do it. That's the proper answer. And so it gets run, and it shocks America and thrills Philadelphia. And, of course, Corey was the second person to touch the play. Jason Kelce snaps it to him. Corey Clement catches it, and it's one of the most amazing things of all time.
Bowles in the gun. Clement to his right. Now lines up behind Bowles. Bowles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
And it's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Unbelievable, man. So
you got to love Merrill, man. You got to love Merrill. always such a great voice, man.
Classic.
Makes it always better.
And that's a hard one to call because the ball touches four different people in about 2 seconds.
Right.
So I can understand him not, like, Trey Burton, who's got the ball? Does Ben Davis have the ball? All of a sudden, Nick Foles has the ball in the end zone for the touchdown. All right, so Corey, take us inside that play. Mm-hmm. Huddle, execution, aftermath, floor is yours.
Just getting into the huddle was almost like another walk in the park. It was look at your quarterback and see what he's got going in his head. He had a different look. He just like, we got some up our sleeve on this one. And you got to love Lane. He was always ready for something else to happen. He said, oh, this is my play where I got to act like I don't hear you. And
really?
Yeah. Lane!
He actually said that. He asked, hey, this is the play I need to be.
No, you can tell when Lane has got something in his head. He said he got that look about him. I'm like, yeah, Lane, it's about to go down. It's about to go down.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we only repped it twice, and I'm just like, this could hit or miss. And
that's amazing.
You only repped it twice.
Wow. I didn't realize that. That's wild.
Once before we left, you know, I think we spent almost 2 weeks out in Minnesota. And practiced at their college facility or something like that. Ran it one time there, and it was Doug said, okay, that's fine. I think when you over rep you kind of take away the integrity of the play. It doesn't feel natural. So I think our third time was, you know, third time's a charm. You know what they say. Yep.
You know what's often not mentioned about that play? Obviously, Foles was wide open, and it was a pretty easy one. I mean, Trey Burton being college quarterback helped, but Torrey Smith was also open. Like, New England was completely overmatched, which made it so. John, the pencil guy with the pencil on his ear
for a second.
Former Eagle Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Like, they didn't guard anybody on that play. All right, let's just get that straight.
But it was an incredible play. It was so smart the way it was. You know, pre-snap, the way that Nick was acting like something had gone wrong,
and he wandered off.
You know, the direct snap to Corey was because Nick had wandered off. Hey, guys, there's something. And then all of a sudden, boom, Corey's got the ball.
Everybody had to do some acting on that.
Yeah.
I gave a little.
Sure.
I said, what are you doing? Like, if you look at the video slightly, I throw my hand up like, whoa.
I have to go
in acting mode. I'm like, what is he doing?
I don't remember
you
that.
That's
great.
You added some extra mustard on there?
Yeah, yeah. Good
supporting actor.
Come on now.
That's incredible.
Oh, I see you. I'm looking at it right now. You're putting your hand up. You're in your two-point stance, and you got your hand quizzically.
Yeah.
Wait, what's happening?
What's going on?
That is so good.
I don't get it.
Got a little mustard on the side.
Corey, another thing you had to do is you had to make sure you passed the ball backwards and not forward. Trey Burton's coming around.
Right.
If you pass it forward, then the ball can't go forward again.
It's just a dead play after that. And I'm getting cursed out after that.
Totally. So you execute that. It's an absolute beyond all timer. Sal Powell said the other day, he believes at the banquet, he believes it's the greatest play in the history of the Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
He said he thinks it's the greatest play in the history of the Super Bowl, the Philly special. And it is made, I'd say, a little bit more special by the fact that the announcers are like, they gotta kick a field goal here. All right, let's listen to the next massive play that Corey's involved in. Because, of course, major role, you know, and the pie was split. You know, Corey, you and Jay and LeGarrette, you guys are all playing a lot. But the touchdown in the third quarter was massive. After New England, it started with the touchdown to begin the third quarter and cut that lead from 10 to, I guess, probably 3. Right on back, and the drive ended 22 yards. It felt almost like a bomb, even though it was 22 yards, back of the end zone. So Nick probably threw it about 40 yards.
Yeah.
Here is the moment, third quarter, when Corey scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
3 receivers, now 4. Shotgun, full. 2nd and 10. Bowles back again. He's looking. He's pumping. He is going deep. And is it a touchdown? I'm awaiting the signal.
It is.
It is. Touchdown. It goes all the way down. A 22-yard touchdown to Clement.
All right, Corey, take us inside this one, man. What a play. What a moment.
Still gives me chills to this day.
Did you jump offside?
I don't know.
Good answer.
But anything after, you can't take it away now.
Did you see a flag, John? I don't think so. All right.
I was hoping they didn't catch that.
You could have been called, man.
Yeah, I think I'm glad I kept a slight horizontal motion, because if I had it went forward, oh, it was over.
So that was pre-snap motion? Were you in motion?
Yeah, we'll call it pre-snap
motion.
Yeah. That's
so,
what we're going
Corey,
with.
After you catch the ball, but of course, you know, the feet and the timing and is there a juggle, is there not? And how nervous were you? And I don't remember how long it went. I'm sure it was at least a minute, if not two or three.
Yeah.
How nervous were you that they might not allow it? Because it was close.
Yeah.
And I do think what the commissioner said earlier in the week when he at his press conference, he basically, in a nutshell, said, I want to stop seeing some of these things overturned. We got to start awarding catches that sometimes the replay booth aren't calling catches. And I actually think that might have influenced the call.
Yeah.
How nervous were you for that minute or two while they were deliberating?
I say for about 30 seconds, and then I looked at it myself. I'm like, I don't care what none of y'all say. The caught it, switched the ball over, toe was dragging. I seen some pebbles come up, and I'm like, it's 2 feet. So if
it was really about control from what I remember, right? It was about when did you first gain and not lose control? And at that moment were the feet down. That was the tricky part.
Had you ever been in a were his feet down or not scenario previously?
Yeah, backyard football, that's about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the first time this is ever happening, and you're in the Super Bowl, man.
When you give yourself your own scenario.
You're in the end zone in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
It's one of
and the ball is in your hands.
Yeah. It's funny. Some of those things you simulate as a kid, like you find a little patch of grass on the right side. Oh, sure. 2 feet in. Did they call it?
Corey, the problem is that's where my football career ended. And that's where guys like you and John, your football career began.